life presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Before me was my enemy. Tread on me. Come take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee. Don't change me this way. I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. They lay dead by me. We hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I say it for sure this time, folks, but there is hope. There is hope just when you thought that all was lost. Just when you think the entire Congress has sold us out. Just when you think President Bush is going to run roughshod over the rest of this country. Two courageous congressmen, Duncan Hunter of California and James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, step forward, and in a crashing blow for the American people, smack down the 9/11 bill that would have been passed without any illegal alien sanctions. Are you listening to me, folks? They tried to sneak this thing by with no illegal alien sanctions. How can you fix the security needs of the United States of America if you don't put that in? It is a necessity because we are up to our necks in illegal aliens in this country. There was to be an overhaul that was supposed to track terrorist threats, and it was one of the biggest priorities of the year. Now, let me break it down to you folks who don't understand what I'm talking about and explain exactly what happened. When you listen to the news, you will hear that Hunter and Sensenbrenner are toying with the American security. The United States is not safe because these two congressmen have held up the bill. In reality, they are safeguarding the security of the United States, and without them, we would be worse off because this strip bill would be dangerous for the American people. All of the illegal alien statutes were stripped from the bill, including no driver's licenses for illegal aliens and no acceptance of the matricular consular card by the U.S. government and banks in the United States. Congresswoman Jane Harman, who sucks, and others demand that this be stripped from the bill. They want it this way. They don't want it in there. They don't want driver's license to be taken away from illegal aliens, and they want the matricular card to flourish in this country. But the main obstacle, the number one obstacle to the license and matricular card being banned, was none other than the main obstacle to real illegal immigration reform. And I mean reform in the true sense of the word. Yeah, you guessed it. George W. Bush. That's right. George W. Bush called these stipulations, the license and the matricular card, quote, a poison pill, unquote, and they should be stripped from the bill so that it could pass. Unbelievable. Your president, the United States president, the most powerful man in the world, is telling us that we have to take out parts of a bill that say we won't accept bogus ID from other countries and we will not allow people in the country illegally to get driver's licenses. You would expect this from a Democrat president, but not from an alleged conservative. But he did it. Absolutely did it. Let's get this straight, folks. Let's understand one another. I'm going to tell it like it is. George W. Bush is trying everything he can to keep the border wide open. That's right. I said it. You may not like it, but it's the truth. He's trying to keep it wide open. He wants a guest worker amnesty, and he wants this and every other bill passed with zero mention of illegal immigration. He wants that word to just go out of our society totally. He doesn't want it mentioned. Those two words, illegal immigration, you know why? Because he doesn't think it's a problem. But you and I know better. And if he asks the American people, 80%, 8 out of 10, 80 out of 100 will tell him it's a problem, Prez. It's a problem, but he's not listening to us. He has become so obnoxious and so obvious that members of his own party are actually, for the first time in my history that I can remember, lining up against him. You see, folks, Sensenbrenner and Hunter are Republicans. They're not Democrats. They're Republicans. And they are taking the right stand, along with Tancredo and others. They are trying to block this thing from being implemented without these very, very important parts in it. The president has aligned himself with the Harmons, the Jane Harmons, and the Ted Kennedys of this world, and the Democrat Party, who is for open borders and demands nothing less than open borders. And he's getting worse by the day. But Americans, take heart. Oh, yeah, be of good cheer. Fear not. We have a new champion that has stepped forward for us and has taken an aggressive stance, that's right, against illegal immigration. A United States senator who has taken the lead on this issue and has made statements, statements that we have begged conservative Republicans to make for years, and they haven't done it. Who is this champion? A champion of the issue that John McCain and others recently called the number one issue in the country. Suspenseful. I'm going to hold it for a second so you won't know. But it's amazing, of all the people in the country that you would expect to stand up, you would not expect this one. Hillary Clinton. That's right. Clutch your pearls, hitch up your drawers, folks. Hillary Clinton stood up on illegal immigration and stood up adamantly. That's right. She stood up and she said that we have the technology to fix this, but we don't have the will to do it. She said that. I read it. She said illegal immigration is threatening this country and should be fixed immediately. I heard her when she said it. She is standing up for America where, guess what, conservative Republicans won't do it. No senator, no Republican senator has said that in this country where they every single one of them should. What do we got, 53, 54 Republicans? Every one of them should be saying it, but they haven't. Only Hillary, the only senator. She said we have to fix this, and she said it loud and clear. And unlike McCain and George Bush and Harmon and the rest, she wasn't afraid to say it. Now, before you vomit up your dinner, folks, let me go on the record. I don't like this broad. Never have, never will. You and I know she's only doing it for political expedience, and I don't trust her. But regardless of her motives, regardless of her reasons, the fact is she did say it, and your president won't say it. He is totally on the opposite side, and that's more than any Republican senator or president has said in who knows how long. Let me back up my statement again and reiterate my views. I don't like her. I don't trust her. I didn't like her husband. I didn't trust him either. You see, folks, I have to repeat this again because if I don't, Debbie will call the show and Debbie will say, oh, you like Hillary. No, I don't like Hillary. But Hillary Clinton stood up for this country this week. I think Hillary Clinton sucks. I don't even think she has the right to be a senator from the state of New York. But guess what? She is one. And she's standing up and she's doing what the president won't do. Nonetheless, I believe that if she continues to do this, if she continues to talk the talk and walk the walk on this issue, you know what's going to happen? It is going to sweep her into the White House. That's right. It is going to sweep her into the White House, and it will be your fault as conservative Republicans that you have not demanded that your Republican representatives do the same thing. You have not demanded that your senators do the same thing. You have not demanded from your president that he do the same thing. And here comes this liberal broad. This liberal broad from the state of New York who shouldn't even be in office, and she steps up and does the job. That's a damn shame, folks. It really is, and it's going to make her the next president of this country. And you know what? You know what? I ain't going to be mad about it because she will have earned it. And the reason she will have earned it is because she stepped up and did what nobody else would do. Will I like her? No. Will I trust her? No. Well, I hate the fact that she's a president, yes, but I feel that same way about George W. Bush, no difference. Now, those of you who don't like it, I hear an email box filling up right now. But I'm going to write each and every one of you back, and I'm going to give it back to you the same way I'm giving it to you now, expletives deleted. And I'm going to tell you, it is your fault for not doing your job to make the Republican Party do their job. And if they don't start doing it, you are going to have Mrs. Hillary Clinton with Bill as the first lady or husband or whatever it is, first time in the history of this country, and you will have deserved it. It is your job to fix this now and make sure your representatives speak up the way she's doing. She is a fine example. And if you don't like it, change the station. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at willyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you. Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you is you need what? An appraisal. That's the only way you're going to know what your house is worth. Only way you're going to know what they will give you. So where do you get this appraisal that you're going to need? One place and one place only. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. They are fast, friendly, professional, and they will get you the best, most honest appraisal you could ask for, and that's the best you're going to get in the market, folks. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. That number is 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. All you good folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I also want to remind you out there, you can hear us live also by going to CRN. That's the Cable Radio Network. That's right, Cable Radio Network. That's radio on your TV. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight live in WSROAM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, K-Dawn, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and KGTK, 930 AM, Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget you give back all that you give. And maybe you want to call up and tell me why I'm wrong about Hillary and George Bush. Who knows? That caller number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we got a rich horriblest clown. Sometimes they are the worst. Rupert Murdoch, folks, alleged conservative. Last week in the Wall Street Journal, in an opinion piece, Rupert Murdoch opined and whined about the value of immigrants, even those who are illegal. The name of the piece, written the day before Thanksgiving, was Give Thanks for Immigrants and for a President Who Understands Their Importance to America. Ah! Give me a break. He talked about a few weeks ago when the White House decided once again to stick it to the American people with a guest worker amnesty. He said it would help those who wanted to work legally come out of the shadows. He said it would help the economy by providing America with the labor and talent it needs. He admitted that there was a tremendous pressure on the president and considerable opposition from his own party, but he said he was encouraged by the president's refusal to give in to the opposition. Why wouldn't he be encouraged, folks? He's the very elite, rich American that President Bush has done this unholy and un-American act for. That's right. This is the guy who's the beneficiary. It's the ruthless, rich capitalists like him who benefit off of the cheap labor, and he loves it. Now, I'm not against capitalism. I'm against the greed that's killing this country. And if you ask Murdoch, he will tell you that he is a conservative. He is a liar. He is not a conservative. He is not, and neither is George Bush Jr. And if this guest worker amnesty is put into effect, it will kill the country. But neither one of them cares. And I want you to step back and think about it, folks. What's it going to benefit you if there's an amnesty? What do you get out of it? I see what Rupert gets out of it. And Bush gets the fact that he pays back his cronies that he owes. But you and I get the shaft. Dry. And that's the worst way. Rupert Murdoch, this week, you are rich, you are wealthy, but you are ignorant, and you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Let us get directly to our guest now, a buddy of mine. I say that with great pleasure, who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, fighting the good fight, D.A. King. What do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Jerry, hello. I'm very, very glad to be here. How you doing?
Pretty good. Tell us what's going on there down in the great state of Atlanta.
Well, Jerry, we're filling up with illegal aliens.
There you go.
And the people who profit from them are coming out of the woodwork here recently. After the Prop 200 passed in Arizona, there are several of us who are speaking to our Georgia legislators, trying to educate them and make them kind of make the move to do what they did in Arizona. And we're being called names for doing that. We're called extreme and racist. And
extreme American, extreme patriot.
It's a little adventure here. There's a state senator here named Sam Zamarripa that I like to write about from time to time, because state senator Sam Zamarripa owns a bank from which he derives a profit from illegal aliens. He makes home loans to illegal aliens. His bank accepts the matricula consular card from illegal aliens. He is calling the chance that we might get a Prop 200 type of legislation here simplistic and extreme. And he says that we should go ask the people in the construction and the textile and the agriculture industry who are making the money from the illegals if it's a good idea or not. So,
you know, let's go to the whorehouse and ask them how they feel about hookers and pimps and johns. Let's go to the dope house and see how they feel about cocaine.
I like your first analogy.
Yeah.
Best.
Let's go talk to a bank robber about what he thinks about leaving the bank open when it's closed. I mean, you know, this is just stupid to ask people who benefit from illegality. Sure, they're going to tell you they love it. Why wouldn't they? Like George Putnam always says, follow the money trail.
That's exactly correct. Follow the money every single time.
Yep.
Jerry, I've been out of town for a couple of weeks, so I'm a little bit disconnected, but I'm hoping, because I did not get to hear your show for the last 2 weeks, that you are continually reminding people to give Mr. John Dillard some phone calls.
Yeah, we give that one out every week.
I'm happy to hear
that. And we want people to give him a call. I'm going to give that out before the end of the show. But you know, the thing about it is, here's a guy that has flaunted the fact that he hires illegal aliens, and he's getting away with it. And nobody's checking him on that. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to check these people and make sure that word gets out that they are violating the law.
Well,
that is so important.
Call, not just call John Dillard, but if everybody will call the United States Department of Labor and the ICE every week, if somebody calls them, something has to be done.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Now, tell us about what's happening down there with the activism. Now, you know, we got a lot of activists here, but we're not getting a whole lot done sometimes. Sometimes we get a lot done. We're trying to get this thing back on the ballot. We will do it, the Save Our License Initiative. We will get it back on the ballot. But let me ask you, are the people down there serious? Are they angry? You know, when I was down there, when was I down there? January? February?
It was February.
I just remember it was cold. But, you know, I went to a rally down there with folks, and I want the people out here all across the country to know. I stood in that rally with black folks, white folks, Hispanics. Everybody was there. And people of like mind, different colors. But we all had the same thing in mind, and all the people that we talked to against us were basically all Hispanics. You know what I mean?
I do know.
And that's usually the way it goes. But what I'm saying, there's a cross-section of people down there. There's a cross-section of people down there, just like here, who are against this, Americans. And I want to know exactly what do you guys have planned. Are you going to get this initiative going this year or next year or what?
Well, our legislature starts in January and runs for 100 session days. And, yes, we are going to put it in front of some politicians and demand that they put it up there. We don't have the ability here to have an initiative like you do in California.
So that's not on the books for you guys?
Sorry?
It's not on. You guys don't have that opportunity on
no.
the book. Okay.
We have to depend on the politicians to do it for us. So we have to encourage them as best we can. You mentioned earlier about the protest that you were kind enough to come to in February. Terry, we've had 5 protests since then. We've done 6 this year, one of them in Washington, D.C. The last protest we did was what the local Latinos billed as a March for Dignity. They were demanding that we give them dignity and a driver's license.
Well, I'll give them a driver's license if they're legal citizens. I have no problem with that.
It was the illegal aliens that
yeah,
wanted the driver's license.
I kind of figured.
But you know what they call
it? But I'd even give them that, but they got to go home to get it. How about that? Get one in your own country.
They call themselves immigrants.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I resent that. Yeah, my sister is an immigrant. We had many real legal immigrants on our side of the street protesting these marchers. I saw a friend of yours there, Terry. I saw a man named Jerry Gonzalez walk by me in the crowd of people demanding driver's licenses and dignity for illegal
aliens. Yeah, Senor Gonzalez and I have we've had words, and he's a real idiot. This guy's an idiot. This guy had nothing to say. I braced him a little bit out there that morning, and he kind of looked away and didn't want to talk. And I was real nice to the guy, if you remember. I just wanted to have a discussion on the issue and see where he was coming from. He didn't want to talk to me.
You should tell your listeners real quickly what his remark is that set you off, Jay.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay.
What was it?
Gonzalez works here in Georgia with the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials, and he made the remark on national press that using the term illegal alien similar to using
N-word. The N-word for blacks. That's what he said. I asked him, you're right. I asked him about that when I saw him. I said, there's no difference, except I didn't say N-word. You know, I went on and said the word. I'm black. I can say it. And I asked him, I said, how do you make that equation? I said, it's nowhere near. Those people you're talking about, number one, just got here. My people, my great-grandfather was a slave. And I'm going to tell you something. My people suffered in this country. I hold no ill against anybody here. It's over and done. But let me just say this. We paid our dues. These people that just walked across that border or swam or however they got here, they paid nothing. They paid nothing. Now, how do you make that equation between the two? He had no answer for it.
Well, no, and he won't, Terry. And the reason I brought that up is we have, as they do all across the country, we have a newspaper here, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that will write an article that is very definitely about illegal aliens, but in peppered throughout the article, they will continually refer to them as immigrants.
Immigrants, oh yeah.
And I think calling an illegal alien an immigrant is about the worst insult that you could possibly give to somebody who has taken the time to enter the
American absolutely.
Nation legally.
You know, it's like calling a bank robber an unauthorized patron. You know what I mean? These people are criminals. You did a great job in that CNN piece you did, D.A. We really liked it. The piece sucked. They sucked. The broad, what was her name? I can't remember her name.
I think her name was Mary Hinojosa.
Hinojosa, that's it. Yeah. She was horrible. Typical hit piece, typical sob piece, you know. But you were good. You and the other guy did a great job, and I really appreciate your work. The problem with those pieces is they take so much footage, and you never know what they're going to use. They've done it to me on PBS. It'll happen again, but we have to keep going, putting up a good face, and letting them see. You know what I mean? That's the only way we're going to get our statement out.
I appreciate that, Terry. I all I can say about that is, yes, they did shoot a lot of tape, and no, we didn't have any control over the editorial process, but still, CNN Global Television ran 1 hour having to do with illegal immigration.
That's success. That's success for us to even get it to the point where they would do that. You know, and it's sad. It's sad because they should be doing pieces on it like crazy. You know, after the Time magazine article came out, it seems like they all want to jump on it now. So we're going to see what happens. D.A., I got to take a break. I'm going to have you back after the break. Everybody online, don't go away. We're going to get to everybody. I want you to hear this guy coming up. His name is Senor Navarro. And I want you to hear what he thinks of what's going on. This is when we did Proposition 187 back in 94. But guess what? We're doing it again. This is one of the most racist people I have ever heard. Listen to his racism. Listen to his voice. And, folks, I want you to know this is what you're up against. This is what you're going to have to go against when you start getting these signatures. But we can do it.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano-Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Terry Anderson Show live from Los Angeles on News Talk 870 KRLA. Heard nationwide on the cable radio network and LBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Okay, folks, we are back. And I've got D.A. King here. D.A., what are your immediate plans down there in Georgia? I know you just got back in town. You're getting wound up again. You know, it's like this stuff is like heroin. You know, once you get started, you can't leave it alone because you're worried about your country. What's your immediate plans?
Yeah, I'm going to lunch with some politicians tomorrow.
There you go.
Tell them everything I know in about 2 minutes.
My man.
Listen, I wanted to say something very quickly.
Sure.
When I was listening to your monologue, having been out of town last week, I heard what you said about Hillary Clinton. I nearly fell out of my chair,
yeah.
And I Googled it in your commercial, and I'm sitting here reading what Hillary Clinton said. I would like people to take just a minute and imagine what this previous election, the one that we just had, how different it could have been if it was Hillary on the other side of the room or the other podium, or someone who had the integrity to say that they are against illegal immigration and they want to secure our
cojones. The cojones?
Yes.
Yeah.
If George Bush had given that drivel answer that he gave in that debate, if the person behind the other podium had the integrity to say that they would in fact enforce our laws and secure our borders, I wonder how different that election would.
That's
have.
Right. You make a good point. And here's a dame who steps up and says she's going to do it. She says she's going to do it. And you know what? She already, the world knows she's going to run for president. And she already had a decent shot. Not that I care anything about her because I can't stand her. But let's face it. If she talks the talk, she's in. It's as simple as that. If she talks the talk, she's in.
I agree.
Now,
I just read a quote from a Bush supporter. And his quote was something like, heck, if she said that, even I would vote for her.
There you go. And here's the thing. People are going to vote. Now, I know there's people out there cringing all over the world. Oh, how could anybody vote for her? Because she says the right things. People are desperate. And DA, they want somebody who's going to talk the talk. Whether she walks the walk or not is irrelevant. Well, that's once she gets in. She's in then, so it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, if she starts talking this immigration issue and how it needs to be fixed, these people are going to vote for her. The American people are fed up. They're sick of George Bush. They put him in because they had nobody else who would speak on the issue. Kerry was just as bad, if not worse, so therefore they had no alternative. But if she becomes an alternative against whatever Republican they put up against her, God help him. He doesn't have a prayer.
You're exactly right, Jerry. And I hope that the people listening will get their state-level politicians' attention and let them know whatever side of the aisle they're on, what Hillary has done and what they think about it.
I wish I could tell you folks what Carol just typed on the screen for me, but I can't say it out loud about Hillary. But anyway, D.A., you got anywhere to go?
No, I don't.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep you on here, and I'm going to take some calls. You can help me with them. And I'm going to keep you on to the end of the show if that's okay with you.
That's great with me, too.
All right. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to Jerome calling from Los Angeles. Jerome, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing tonight, Terry?
All right.
Yeah, I called you about 3 weeks ago, and I'm going to call you again tonight and lay some more on you. Terry, I heard at the little roundtable I go to every Saturday, I heard that they want to invite you to be the keynote speaker. I believe that's going to be on the 11th, so they're going to be contacting you. To try to make sure that you're available that day. You know, Walter Moore was our guest about, I guess, 2 or 3 months ago, you know, in his mayoral campaign.
Where is this going to be?
It's down in Leimert Park.
I'm available.
Okay. They're going to be
my neck of the woods. I'm available.
Great. They're going to be getting with you with all the little finite details.
Just make sure you tell them there'll be no spoon feeding, no pablum. I'm going to serve it up raw. I'm going to be respectful, but I'm going to give it to them the way they need to hear it.
And that's the way they need, Terry.
There you go.
Terry,
you got it.
Me being a citizen here in L.A., a resident here in L.A. all these years, I can see we don't have too many more years to straighten this out. I mean, with the jackpot baby situation, like what, what's his name, Mark Whitehead that ran against Jane Harmon was talking about.
Sure did.
A few more years of this, Terry, it's going to be over with for us here in L.A. I mean,
look at all these schools they're building. They're building 144 schools in the next 10 years. This is amazing to me that we even need them because we were closing schools in the 70s.
Wasn't that something? I remember that.
And the reason why was because we weren't having that many babies anymore. That's okay. We're not using them. Close them up.
That's
Guess
right.
what? They're busting at the seams. Now we're building all these new schools. We're trying to get 144,000 seats in 10 years for kids, and they already said they're going to be 44,000 behind when the schools are finished. Now, why is that? You think that's from legal immigration? No. You think that's from the baby boomers? No. It's from illegal immigration. And until these politicians, and especially these black politicians in the ghetto where I live, if they don't come clean and start talking about this, they need to be put out because these people are hurting us, and they're not saying a word about it even though they see what's going on.
That's right. Terry, one last thing. What we need to do, like I said, the Urban Policy Roundtable, Parks was there, and I brought up to him about the LAPD and especially the Sheriff's Department on what to do with these illegals once they've served their time in the county jail. He kept bringing up the fact, you know, that the county and the city just can't afford to do anything because they're overwhelmed with illegals. So what we need to do is start burning up these phones of these federal people.
Right.
Congress.
And Jerome, what gets me, we don't have enough money to deport them, but we got enough money to give them Section 8 housing, food stamps, WIC, education, incarceration, hospitalization. We got enough money for all of that. But we don't have enough money to put them out of our country. Something's wrong.
Yeah. Don't give up, buddy. There's no place to go. You keep at it because I'm on the other side of the nation, and Georgia is filling up with illegals.
That's right.
There's no place to go. You have to stand and fight.
Jerome, I've been down there with him, and I've seen it. And it's midnight there. This man is on the air right now at 12:39 his time, spending it with us so that we can hear what's going on down there. And I've been down there, and I've seen it. The Carolinas filling up. Virginia filling up. Florida filling up. Indianapolis, Chicago, all those places, Toledo, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, all of them are filling up with illegal aliens, 99% from Mexico. You can run, but you cannot hide. Talked to a guy the other day, say he's going to retire to Tennessee. I said, you're too late. Memphis, Nashville, done, over, gone. Paducah, Kentucky, gone, All those places are full of illegal aliens. And if you think you're going to run away, you can't do it. You just can't.
Jerry, we can't. We sat around between 1980 and now for 20 years.
We waited too long.
We don't have 20 more years.
There's no more, Jerome. You're right. Thanks for the call, brother.
All right.
I appreciate it. You take care. Call me again. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Chair. I just wanted to give people an update. We, as you well know, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, CCIR, is wholeheartedly supporting the new constitutional amendment, Save Our License. It's called the new Prop 187.
The most important thing we can do in the state of California and the country right now, Barbara.
That's absolutely right. Denying welfare, driver's licenses, free in-state tuition, so on and so forth, to illegal aliens. And I wanted to give your listeners an update. We had an incredible weekend, Terry. In just one location here in Orange County, we got over 1,200 signatures from people. I mean, that is a real coup.
That's great.
People are out there. They are absolutely infuriated. And what was quite interesting, so many of the people who signed this petition are of Hispanic heritage.
Yeah. Half of the Hispanics voted for it last time, Barbara, 10 years ago, and half of them voted for it in Arizona this year. Half. Now, what that tells us is Hispanic people aren't for this reconquista. They're not racistas. They're not raza Nazis. What they are is Americans. Most of them are for us. Now, we got some who don't. We got the Navarros of the world and the Zadillos of the world and the Villaraigosas of the world who don't care anything about it. But most honest, hardworking Hispanic Americans think just like you and I do.
Absolutely. And we just wanted to share that with your listeners. And, hey, we're out there looking for volunteers to help us. As you well know, Tara, we're the Quit Talking and Start Walking organization.
Right. And last week.
And if you will give us a call and help us out, get out there, get those signatures, we'll provide you everything you need. Just call the very simple phone number, easy to remember, toll free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Barbara, say hello to D.A. King.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, D.A. How you doing, babe?
Fine. I'm very glad to hear your voice. Thank you for all the hard work that you do, Barbara.
Well, and thank you, D.A. By golly, we're going to win this battle
because Barbara,
you know how? It's called people power.
That's right. And, Barbara, here's a guy halfway on the other side of the country who wishes that he had an initiative process that he could get going, but his state doesn't allow it. So we're lucky. We have the initiative process here. Colorado has it. Nevada has it. Arizona has it. All we have to do is take advantage, and I tell it to everybody from every other state, check and see if you've got it. If you do, get it going because the people are ripe and they are angry.
That's right. And DA, even though you don't have the initiative process there in Georgia, you as well as I know that together on the various areas, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level, when we all keep those calls, those faxes, those emails going, together we've got people power. And by golly, we're going to stop this travesty. And another thing I was kind of interested hearing today, the people who put their faith in George W. Bush, and then he turns around and sells them down the river.
8 days.
They are not happy campers.
8 days, Barbara. 8 days it took him to do that.
That's right.
And, Barbara, I will have emails at home when I get there tonight that will tell me, how dare you go on the radio and say what you said about President Bush? And then I tell them, how dare you be so stupid?
That's absolutely right.
That's
and that's
right.
The bottom line. It comes under the heading of any official, elected official, and that's from Bush on down to the local level.
That's right.
Who supports illegal aliens versus loyal, law-abiding American citizens is nothing but a traitor has got to be cleaned out of office.
That's right.
We're getting there.
And
we're going to do it.
And, Barb, you heard what I said about Hillary?
Yep.
If Hillary talks the talk, she's in.
That's right.
She's in. I am not condoning what she's done in the past, and I'm not advocating for her. And I'm not endorsing her, but I'm stating a fact. If she talks it, she's in, and the Republicans have nobody to blame but themselves. Nobody.
Absolutely.
All right, kid. Thanks for the call. Keep up the good work.
Don't forget that phone number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
No illegals. We're proud of you, kid. Keep up the good work.
You bet.
Bye, Barbara.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let me give out that number now, folks. This is a guy you need to call, Mr. Dillard. He's at the Dillard House Restaurant. That number is 1-800-541-0671. That's 1-800-541-0671. And this guy flaunted that he was hiring illegals and said he wasn't going to stop. Call him and tell him what you think. 1-800-541-0671. And then after you do that, call the Department of Labor hotline and report this clown. That's what needs to be done. The number at the Department of Labor is 1-800-347-3756. That's 800-347-3756. Call and complain. Call and report this. Drop the dime. Call up, because let me tell you something. If you don't, nobody will. Let them get 30, 40 calls a day and see what happens. This guy's butt will be in a king-size, chocolate-coated sling, and that's what we want. Let's go to Tom calling from Santa Barbara, California. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say? You're on with D.A. King and me.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
What's up?
What I'd like to comment on quickly. Actually, let me say this first. You know, both Hannity and Limbaugh this week, I don't know if you heard them, who are always apologists for the president, both were on his case for this immigration issue.
And
both of them identified themselves
and even
agreeing with him.
And even Sean Hannity made the statement that this was the
number one issue.
He sure did.
A winning issue. This is Hannity, who is a full-time apologist for Bush.
Full-time Bushite.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to even say that. But Sean Hannity loves Bush. Let's put it
like that.
And it's
right.
Sad because I think you should love your country first.
Yeah,
country first, family, country, and then maybe your party. Maybe third. But these people are party first, Republican party first, and everything else comes second.
Well, it really shows you the magnitude of how this issue has moved to the front burner subsequent to the election. So I'm happy to see that. But what I wanted to talk about are these talking heads on the TV shows today, because they had the usual litany of people such as Lieberman, Collins, and Pat Roberts from the Senate who were bad-mouthing Sensenbrenner and Hunter for their opposition to no inclusion of driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Those people were saying that they were holding up national security and risking American lives.
Well, then let's put it in there and let's see who holds it up then. Leave it in, and let's see who holds it up then. If it was in there, they'd be holding it up to get it out.
Well, which is exactly my point. I'm glad you said that. And nobody turned to them and say, why not include it? Aren't you, in fact, holding it up? Because these people are saying
you shouldn't
be issuing licenses to illegal aliens as identified by the 9/11 Commission. Nobody turned the tables on that. It's absolutely amazing to me that they can get away with
D.A., do you guys have driver's licenses for illegals there, or are they trying to get it or have had it?
They try every year, Terry.
But they don't have it now.
At present, you have to show a Social Security number here in Georgia to get a driver's license.
And how's it looking? Does it look like maybe they might get it through, or?
No, to be honest, I think we have put the fear of God in our politicians here,
yeah,
and I don't think they have a chance won.
Right on.
I'm sure they will try.
I love it. That's what we need. You know what? I'd like to meet with Maxine Waters and my Congresswoman, Diane Watson, and some of these others who have betrayed us here in the city of Los Angeles, who know this is going on. They know that black folks here are losing their jobs. American Hispanics are losing their jobs. They're losing their housing. They're losing their schooling. They're losing everything. And you know what? When you tell people that this is going on, they say, well, how come your elected officials are allowing this to happen? They want to fight for the rights of blacks. How come they haven't done anything to make sure blacks have these things? Well, you know why? I can't tell you. I think it's either money or they're selling themselves out for votes or whatever. But I think it's the minority mentality. Well, they're a minority. We're a minority. We can't go against them. You know what I tell people all the time? You think you're a minority like them? Move to East L.A. and see how long you last over there. You won't last 10 minutes. And that'll teach you who's who. But, that, you know, we should hold these people's feet to the fire on this, you know. And Tom, you're right. Somebody should have asked that question of these people on the TV, but nobody did. It's such a simple question. You wonder why. You know what I mean?
Well, and I was disappointed. I did see Sensenbrenner did appear on ABC, surprisingly enough. But I didn't see him appear on any of the other shows. And I guarantee you that he would have appeared. So there was nobody really there to articulate the position that he had.
You know, I've lobbied in Washington quite a few times, and one time when I was on a full-blast lobbying trip, I was there about 4 days, and I lobbied many congressmen. The only person in that trip who impressed me was Mr. Sensenbrenner. And this has been some years ago, and I remember we had a dinner that night, and everybody talked about what they did. And I went on and on and on about this guy, because he sat with us for an hour and just told us what was going on. He's a very good man.
Which is why it's important to contact him.
Tell him he's doing a good job.
And praise him.
I agree.
And encourage him to continue doing what he's doing.
Because I agree.
If he doesn't think he has the support, I'm afraid he's going to roll over.
That's right. You folks give him a call tomorrow. Got a free number, 877-762-8762. Ask for Mr. Sensenbrenner's office and tell him that you want to applaud him for the job he's doing. 877-762-8762. It's free. Tom, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks,
call me again.
Right.
Take care.
Bye.
See you, Tom.
Let's go to John calling from North Hollywood. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
You're welcome.
I'm calling about I have one of these ratty hot dog taco wagons in front of my house every day, all day long, man. They're making tons of traffic. I've called the Board of Equalization, the Health Department, City Planning. Nobody will do anything.
What does the Health Department tell you?
They just tell me that there's nothing they can do about it. They're undermanned.
Because usually they're the ones who will come out.
No, unless there hasn't been a complaint about someone getting sick or something. But
tell them you see somebody out there vomiting, throwing up their shoelaces. Tell them it's a white woman.
Well,
you know, tell them that she's vomiting like crazy and you want to get somebody out there to help her. And please send somebody. Tell them it's a nun. That'll get them out, or some little white babies or something.
Well,
that usually will get them out there.
I've been calling for about 6 months on this guy, and yesterday there were three police cars out there, and I thought, finally something's going to be done. Six cops, three police cars.
Nothing.
They were all having lunch. Now, how are we going to take care of this crap?
There you go.
Do we have our police helping to facilitate this?
Oh, they'll tell you they're understaffed.
Well, I know Bratton listens to the show. And I'm asking him, when did it become a legal option to turn a public sidewalk into your restaurant serving room?
All I remember from Bratton is him saying, this is California. We're not going to do anything about immigration in L.A. If you don't like it, leave the state.
Don't come to Georgia.
Well, I talk to lots of people, and I consider it myself. We're about ready to torch these things down.
Well, I can't advocate that on the radio, but I understand how people get to that point where you're very, very frustrated. But I appreciate the call, John, and let us know how it turns out with the health department and everybody, because it's important that we keep up on these things.
Thanks for your
Thanks
show.
For the call, buddy. You
Thank
take
you.
Care. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Bill calling from the South Bay. Bill, not much time.
Jerry, thank you very much. I want to ask you one quick thing. Sensenbrenner, he's a senator, right?
You know, he's a congressman.
Congressman, okay.
Wisconsin.
And as far as Mr. DA there, how can we reach him?
I've got a website.
Okay.
It's theamericanresistance.com.
Theamericanresistance.com. Okay, and I'm going to make one quick point, and I'll go. Terry and DA, I just want to get your thought about this. I think the reason why so many people have become complacent over the years is because the post-World War II affluence, the Cold War and everything else, left people with this belief that somehow we would never have problems in this country again, like we had a depression or war. And I think a lot of people got very comfortable and affluent, including the baby boomers that raised up. And this fallacy was raised up that somehow, you don't have to fight for anything anymore and just, let your officials take care of everything.
Bill, that's exactly what happened. And
we're paying for it.
That's right. That's what happened. You're right. People got lax. You know, they fought the war. They went through the depression. They said, okay, we've got it
made. Right.
But you can never stop fighting. You got to keep going.
And I'll tell you something. I have news for people. If they think that this thing ain't gonna, if the chickens ain't gonna come home to roost, wait till the baby boomers begin to retire very shortly,
and
the Social Security, Medicare,
and
all the costs come home. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. I'm telling you.
All right, Bill. Thanks for
you
the
bet.
Call, buddy.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Let's go to Jimmy calling from Laguna Hills. Jimmy, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, just have to say, Viva La Migra!
D.A., I know you love that one.
I do, Viva La Migra. I saw somebody sent me a citation from Laguna Hills Mall that somebody that they knew had gotten the day before yesterday.
With a motorcycle.
For a motorcycle parked on the sidewalk. And it was printed in Spanish first and then in English.
And the Spanish was bigger than the English at the top, but the Spanish was all first, English was second. This is pitiful, man. This is pitiful. Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. All right, let's go to Lynn. We'll take this one last call. Lynn from calling from Fairfax, Virginia. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, have you heard about all the mess in Manassas, Virginia, with the police captain who ordered the illegals at the day labor site that they were trespassing?
Oh, yeah.
And told them, huh?
And there's been a backlash now, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
But the supervisor, Mrs. Barg, she called for a town meeting, which ended up in a big shouting and fighting match. And now they're going to get a committee together to study the situation.
Study, yeah, that's what we need, another study. You know what I mean? I got to go, Lynn. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for calling. Get some sleep. It's late back there.
All righty.
You take care. Thanks for calling. All the way from Fairfax, Virginia. D.A., we got to go, buddy. Thanks for staying with me now. Tell the folks what they can do. Oh, but you got any T-shirts left?
Terry, I have plenty of T-shirts.
All right, let me get them.
If anybody wants a Viva La Migra T-shirt, just go on the website and contact me.
Right, you can go to American Resistance Foundation. AmericanResistance.com. And those of you who are not on the Internet, we have a lot of people that aren't, send your money. How much was the shirt?
T-shirts are $21.
$21.
Included.
Send it to American Resistance Foundation T-shirt, 3595 Canton Road, A-9/337, Marietta, Georgia, 30066. I'll do that again. The American Resistance Foundation T-shirt, 3595 Canton Road, A-9/337, Marietta, Georgia, 30066. These are nice shirts. I have one myself. I wear it with pride, 100% cotton. You can get a medium through double X, $21. You can't beat it. You can tell people who you are by wearing your Viva La Migra shirt.
That's kind of you, Terry. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, vice versa, buddy. We applaud what you're doing back there. It's very important stuff, and we've got somebody. We didn't have anybody in Georgia too much before, but now we've got you. You've bared down on things, and we appreciate it.
Well, there's a lot of people here working very hard just to stop what's going on, Terry.
Keep it going, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Good guy, folks. One of the heroes of this country. One of the people you put right up there with the Minuteman from 1776. Him, Barbara Cole, Glenn Spencer, all those good folks in Colorado, and Mark Edwards, and all the rest of the good folks. It's a good deal, and we gotta keep it going and spread it like wildfire. Want to remind you, folks, this week with the swings, good stuff. You can read that. And also, I want to thank Carol DeLee for taking your calls, and my engineer, Deluxe, Mike Reed. Good guy, never makes a mistake. I appreciate him like crazy. I want to remind you folks that we do need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We will be on this Wednesday night at 10 on KDON with Mark Edwards as usual. I want to remind you of those three websites tonight. We're going to add the AmericanResistance.com. And I also want to remind you of the TerryAndersonShow.com and our good buddy Juan Man of DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to the greatest website on the net, Glenn Spencer's website, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.